From Spark and Anvil and Manga Forge, this is Panel, in Chapter 1 of the Manga Forge cast. This drama uses an AI-generated voice, voiced via Gemini 2.5.
The morning Manga Forge held its village festival, everyone else was drawing the whole thing at once. The lanterns, the crowd, the dancers, the fireworks, and getting hopelessly tangled. Panel, a small, round-cheeked tanuki tween in a work yukata, sat cross-legged on a mat with a stack of blank cards and drew almost nothing. She laid one card down. On it, a single hand, lifting a paper lantern toward a dark sky. That was all. "That's not the festival," said a boy, peering over her shoulder. "The festival is huge. Where's the crowd? The music? The fireworks?" "They're coming," Panel said, "one at a time." She laid a second card beside the first. On it, the lantern, now glowing, small against the night. A third card, a wide, low shape, rooftops, and hundreds of tiny lanterns rising together. A fourth, tall and narrow, one girl's upturned face, lit gold from below, watching them go. The boy went quiet. His eyes moved from card to card. Hand, glow, sky full of light, the watching face. And somewhere in that little row of rectangles, the whole festival happened, bigger in his head than any single crowded drawing could have been. "See," Panel said gently, "you didn't need all of it shoved into one picture. You needed one moment per frame. The rectangle holds the story. Your eye does the rest. It walks from frame to frame, and the walking is the festival." She squared the cards into a neat stack and tapped them. "Everybody wants to draw the whole roar at once. But a moment can only be held if you put a frame around it. One rectangle, one heartbeat of story, then the next."
Panel had learned that with her own two paws, back when she was small and could not sit still. Her family were frame keepers, a long line of tanuki who, the elder said, had been mischievous and scattered until generations of careful storytelling settled them. Young Panel was the scattered kind. When her grandfather asked her to tell about her day, it came out as one enormous, breathless run-on. And then, everything mashed together, nothing landing. "Slow down, little raccoon dog," her grandfather said, and put an empty wooden frame in her paws, just four sticks lashed into a rectangle. "Hold it up. Look at only what fits inside." She raised the frame and squinted through it at the yard. Suddenly, she couldn't see everything. She could see one thing, a single leaf spinning down from the plum tree. "Now the story is just that leaf," her grandfather said. "One moment. When you're ready, move the frame." She moved it, the leaf touching the ground, moved it again, her own foot about to step on it. And for the first time, her scattered, too much at once feeling went still and clear, like a pond after the wind stops. The world hadn't gotten smaller, it had gotten holdable.
She walked to Manga Forge at 12, because a place that studied the drawn story ought to understand the frame that held it. Sensei Sora, the mentor who ran the studio, met her at the gate and asked only one thing. "What is a panel?" Panel didn't answer with a speech. She knelt, took four blank cards, and laid them in a row on the stone. On the first, she sketched a closed door. On the second, the door open a crack. On the third, an eye in the gap, looking out. On the fourth, the door flung wide and a small figure running through. "It's one moment," she said, resting a paw on each card in turn, "held in a rectangle. And the space my eye jumps across to reach the next one, that's where the door actually opens. I only drew 4 moments. But you saw the whole opening happen." Sensei Sora looked at the little row of cards for a long moment, then at Panel. "You read your own drawings the way a stranger would," she said. "Most beginners can't. You belong here."
Panel's workshop was the quietest in the village, because it was mostly about knowing what not to cram in. An apprentice named Thomas slumped in one afternoon with a page so crowded it made your eyes hurt. A fight scene where he tried to draw every punch, kick, dodge, and shout in one giant frame. "It's supposed to be exciting," he said miserably, "and it just looks like a mess. I did so much work."
You did, Panel agreed. You did the work of 6 panels in one. She slid him a blank grid, 6 empty rectangles. So let's give the work somewhere to live. Watch. She started at the top corner. In Japanese manga, we read this way, right to left, top to bottom. So the eye starts here. First frame, a fist, pulled back. Small panel, quick. Second frame, tall and narrow. The other fighter, seeing it come. Now a wide one across the middle, the punch landing. Wide means big, slow, important. The eye lingers. She drew fast, rough, sure. Then a tiny frame, a dropped weapon. Then a bigger one, tilted on an angle. Tilt means impact, danger, everything off balance. Then last, down here, large and still. The winner standing over the loser, breathing. Thomas stared. His messy roar had become a row of clear moments, and reading them, quick, quick, slow, tiny, tilt, still, the fight had rhythm, like a drum. The panel shapes carry the feeling, Panel said. A wide frame breathes. A tall one holds a face. A tilted one falls. Small ones snap past. Big ones make you stop. She tapped the little gaps between his frames. And here, the empty channels, your reader fills those with the parts you didn't draw. You don't have to show everything. You have to show the right moments, one to a rectangle, and trust the eye to walk between them. Toma picked up his pen. So I was drawing too much. You were being generous, Panel said, smiling. Now be generous with your reader instead. Leave them room to walk in.
Later, when the studio had gone dim and everyone else had packed up, Toma came back with one last question, quieter now. When it's just 4 little boxes on a page, he said, and most of it is white space and gaps, how does it end up feeling like more than a huge crowded drawing? It's less, but it feels like more. Panel thought about the wooden frame in her grandfather's yard, and the leaf, and the too much at once feeling going finally still. Because a moment can't be felt while it's rushing past, she said. It has to be held. That's all a frame does. It stops one heartbeat of the story and says, stay here a second. Look. And when your eye moves to the next held moment and the next, you're not watching a blur anymore. You're breathing with it. She squared her cards into their neat stack and set them down softly. The whole festival, the whole fight, the whole climb up a tree, it all fits one moment at a time in something as small as a rectangle. Not because the rectangle is big, because it makes you slow down enough to feel what's inside it. Toma nodded, and Panel watched the tight, overwhelmed look leave his shoulders, the same quiet way, years ago, hers had left when the world first became holdable. She didn't say the last part out loud, but she thought it, warm and certain. The loudest, most tangled moments are usually just the ones nobody's put a frame around yet. Hold one. Then the next. It all fits.
You've been listening to a Spark and Anvil chapter, written by the Spark and Anvil writing team for ages 9 to 14. Spark and Anvil is a 501c3 public charity. Apps stay free forever. Curriculum aligned to Panel. Released under Creative Commons BY-NC-SA 4.0 for educational reuse. Visit Spark and Anvil for the full transcript.